Welcome to the inaugural episode of the Normal Man's Biblecast. I'm your host, Anthony Neal. So for those of you that know me personally, you're probably thinking, what is Anthony doing hosting a Bible podcast? And the short answer is, even I don't know. But this year, actually last year, in 2023, I turned 33 years old. And if you know anything about Jesus, I started his ministry at the age of 30, and when he perished 3 years later on his 33rd year of life, that number to me is just very significant for this year. So with that, what I'm hoping to do this year, and it's been starting since like last August, is really and truly just dig deeper into my faith and be a lot more robust about it. And so this is my attempt to doing that. So for those who don't know me, or for those who do know me as well, my background. Again, 33-year-old, and I have been in this Jesus thing heavily, officially, since 2011 when I got baptized. But unofficially, my whole life, from my grandma taking me, actually dragging me to a Sunday school and a church, sort of being a good sort of foundation for me. And then, you know, being in youth groups in high school and things of that nature. But like I said, just before I turned 21, making it super official under baptism. And I currently go to Cardinal Drive Church in Rolling Meadows, where I'm a deacon of children's education. And as you're probably going to hear from all the various mistakes I'm going to make here in the coming episodes, I have no seminary experience. Starting in the pandemic, really just started digging into the word and digging into very, very basic Hebrew and things of that nature, just really trying to understand what this ancient text means, right? Because you've got to remember, this is an ancient text. And so what was very important and very poignant for me back in 2020 was trying to understand the lens of the original writers and the original readers, and then seeing how that transformed how I see that from my lens today. So what is this whole thing going to look like? If any of you are listeners to the 10-Minute Bible Hour podcast hosted by Matt Whitman, I really respect what he's doing over there. I'm starting off in Matthew, then doing all the Bible books overview in season two, and then last season just ending Esther, and this season just starting in Nehemiah. I really like the format in which he just gets on and he talks about something, whatever the topic at hand may be, for, you know, 10 to 15 minutes or so. And he, again, somebody who's gone to seminary, he knows a lot more than I do. So I'm taking that style in terms of how the podcast is going to be laid out. But with that, my style is I have questions. I've got lots of questions like I have in my trailer. Like, what are prophets? Jesus died. What do we do with this stuff in 2024 and years beyond? I'm really interested in figuring all that stuff out. So I have lots of questions. And when I go ahead, spoiler alert, we're going to be starting in the book of Jonah, which is why the first question is, what is a prophet? You know, what is a prophet? And does Jonah do that well? Does he do the jobs of a prophet well? And things of that nature. And just going down a rabbit hole that way. So I'll research these answers as best I can. I do a lot of prayer. Hopefully get some divine intervention with regards to those, but really and truly just coming along on a journey with me. So the layout. Episodes are going to be, like I said, between 10 to 15 minutes. Maybe a little longer, maybe a little shorter, depending on my schedule, because this is just a hobby at this point. Perhaps in the future, who knows where this may go. But secondly, it's going to be 2 to 3 of my own questions. And I'm probably going to start off with some sort of example in real life and then roll into the questions and go forth that way. But that's what my goal is right now. 10 to 15 minutes, 2 to 3 questions. And maybe if there are people who are actually listening to this and they've got questions, maybe I can look into those. It's really open-ended at this point. Next, thank you, whoever you are. Thank you so much for even being here and giving me any amount of time of your day, whether it be 5 seconds of the podcast or 15 minutes of the podcast. And I really want to preface this with you belong, right? In a world where, you know, people are trying to find their place or whatever it might be, or everybody having issues, whether you're a believer or you're not a believer. No, I want this to be an open space, right? So if you're coming here and you're skeptical of the Bible and you're skeptical of what I believe in, that's cool. I'm glad you're here. Hopefully you learn something, whether or not you believe it or not, hopefully you learn something. And if you believe what I believe about the Bible and you're here, thank you. That's awesome. You're using your time. You could be listening to somebody that knows way more about this than I am. But hey, I'm glad you're here. And if you're somebody who believed in this and has been hurt by somebody in the church or somebody outside the church or whatever it is, thank you. I'm glad you're here. But wherever you are on any journey that you may or may not be on, I'm super grateful that you're here. And I want you to know that this is a place that you can belong wherever you are on the spectrum. And if there's something with regards to a journey that you want to discuss with me, maybe I can help you. Maybe I can lead you to somebody who's better suited to help you. But at the end of the day, I really just want you all to be here, and I'm super glad that you are here, and thank you in advance for that. So, lastly, for this inaugural pod, I want you to think about any situation in life that you may or may not have gone through, whether it be getting your driver's license, or passing a test in school, or failing a test in school, or what you made for dinner, just any particular scenario in your life. Meditate on it for 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Great. Now, don't apply any of anything that you could be thinking about to the stuff that is happening in the Bible in terms of, now, hear me out. This is an ancient book written to an ancient people for everybody. But I think it's really important to think about the fact of whom it is written to first before we apply it to our lives. If there's anything that you can quote unquote learn from me, it's that. They weren't driving their Teslas back then. I mean, they might have taken tests, but they weren't going to law school or anything of that nature. No, it was a nomadic group of people for the most part, or for part of it, within the time of Abraham. But the life that they lived and the culture that they lived in is extremely different than how we live today. So as we end up this first podcast, I want you to think of this hat metaphor, right? Whenever you're listening to this podcast, take off your 2024 or beyond years hat and put on your ancient Israel hat and try to remember the life and times in which they were living in first and see how that can apply to us today. And that's it. That's a wrap. So, we're going to be going into the book of Jonah in the next episode. And some of the questions that we will tackle along in Jonah are, is what is a prophet? Did Jonah follow what prophets normally do? The name Jonah, what does it mean in Hebrew, and how does that relate to what the story as a whole can be? These are just a few examples of the questions that I have that we're going to work through. But firstly and foremostly, with regard to that, we really need to set the scene. Where are they in the time of Jonah? What are the tensions like? Who are they fighting with? Who are they getting along with? Things of that nature. So we're going to dig into those things before we really dig into the text. I don't know how long it'll take. Might take one episode, might take 10 episodes. I'm doing this in real time. But regardless, if you want to listen, I thank you for any time that you might invest in me and in this podcast. So again, thank you.